Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
In the name of Allah, Salam. So welcome, this is another episode of Lantern. So we have a new story and a lot to hear about that and of course learn about that. On the continuation of this program Lantern, we have a new story to listen to. The title of our story is The Child Who Brought an Open Umbrella for Prayer. The rains failed again then that year. It was the third year in succession when there was no rain. The crops had disappeared and the land was a brown swath of dusty rubble. There was famine in the land. People walked around like sticks, sans flesh, surviving on whatever ration was brought to them by trucks distributed by charities located in faraway lands. Desperate for help, the people of the village held a meeting under a big banyan tree that was as old as the village. "Let us pray," said an elderly man. "Only Allah can help us now." The faithful decided to hold their prayer in the open, late that night under the open sky away from the town. It was a full moon night, and the moon shone with its alluring brightness against a background of shimmering stars. The men gathered in a field by the river. The mullah, the sheikh, was there with his white turban, and there were the men who at one time were considered rich by virtue of the cattle, sheep, orchards, and cultivated land they owned. As the men formed neat rows for prayer, a child came running from the town, holding high an open umbrella over his head. The men could not but help turn around and wonder what was going on. Some were curious. Others were annoyed because the umbrella created a space between their shoulders where there should be none. At last, someone admonished the child. "Why did you bring the umbrella, foolish child? Don't you see there is no rain and we have come here to pray for rain? Only a foolish one would stand on a clear night like this with his umbrella open." "Yes," said the child. "I came to pray too. I'm certain my prayer will be answered and it will rain. I will complete faith in Allah. That is why I brought my umbrella." The man had a sense of shame. Each one looked to his right and to his left, and then he looked inside his own soul for that certainty of faith that was absent.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear audience, welcome to a new episode of Lantern from IRIB English Radio. Well, in this program, what we do is to listen to certain religious stories and then try to talk about them and take lessons out of them in order for us to make use of them in our ordinary life as Muslims. Well, our subject for this episode is about the concept of faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his holy book, قُلْ إِنِّي أُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ أَوَّلَ مَنْ أَسْلَمْ وَلَا تَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Say, O Muhammad, certainly I have been commanded to be the first of those who submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Islam, and unquestionably not to be of those who join gods with Allah. Surah Al-An'am, verse number 14. This verse presents this meaning that Islam is a sort of humility to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and turning away from all forms of polytheism and diverting thoughts. However, another point about this verse is that we can deduce that the truth of Islam and the principal goal of the religion of Islam is submission and Obedience in the presence of the truth, which takes form in the worship of the one God, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, let's go for a short break. Soon we will be back.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
Welcome back to your audience. We are talking about the concept of faith in our religion. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "A servant's faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never become complete until he possesses five traits: complete reliance, that is al-tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala; complete dependence, that is al-tawfiq on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is what he has decreed and submission to it; complete submission, that is taslim to all of the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala; complete contentment, that is al-rida upon what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed; and complete patience, that is sabr for the calamities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings forth. Because verily, that person who loves for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and hates for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and gives to others for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and holds back, that is giving to others for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the one whose faith is complete." In this tradition, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has elucidated upon the various levels in order to achieve perfection in one's faith. You know, the first faith, according to the Holy Prophet, is tawakkul. And, you know, in this stage is to have complete reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In reality, the true believer must be one who says, "Since it is through the knowledge, power, and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I have been granted true faith or iman and knowledge, I will take him alone as the one whom I rely upon." The second level is tawfiq. You know, it is the complete dependence on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the previous stage, it is said that the true believer is walking on the path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which he himself has chosen. However, at this stage, the true believer in reality says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "Oh Allah, you know better than I do, and thus I leave everything to your hands." The third level or stage is even higher than the previously mentioned levels. At this stage, personal benefit has no meaning to the person. At the stage of tawakkul, one's personal wishes and desires were the topic of discussion. However, at the level of taslim, a person does not even consider his own personal desires. And the final stage is rida, that is greater than the previously mentioned stages. It can be said that at the level of taslim, a person still had personal wants and desires. However, he has submitted his presence and gives up his wants to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, at the stage of rida, even within a person's own soul, there is no resistance in relation to his wishes and desires. And this is the difference between taslim and rida. I hope that all of us will strengthen our faith to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until we reach this level and please our Lord with our submission. Okay, dear listeners, thank you very much for being with us in this episode of Lantern. I bid you farewell until another episode, and may Allah protect you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
ألا بذكر الله تطمئن.